con ấy, thì chúng ta chẳng biết tiếng nói của con ấy. So the shite is wrong because it's not coming with the con itself. This is how Rashi explains. How shapo is wrong. We show that boy. No, a tanya the basic of the day. Hashem, we show that boy. Avo pishay makiv is for a con ay. Hoy umakiv is a slave a con ay. Shritos it shayr. ומודרמס פסול השייך את משורת הבויס כל הקונה הוא רבחלו אף על פי שימה כיפיס אס כל הקונה הוי הוא מקיפיס אס ריב הקונה צו שחיתו סקשייר לא מיוצנה ממרים רובה ככולה לשבינו קונה ומוקים כושר לשחית צו וסי ותרבים יצחת רב יהודה סייז that even the other taboys, the other rings, they do not encompass the whole kone, are also the proper area of shchit. Why? Because it is makiv reiva kone. So by virtue of the fact that it's makiv reiva kone, so it acquires a din of a kone itself. She doesn't share. Who mukremes psu? Heid, Rabbi Chanina ben Antigonus, al mukremes sheikshe. In other words, the megremes of the Rabbonon and Rabbi Yisib and Rabbi Yehuda is kshir. It doesn't mean that Chanina ben Antigonus holds there is no psuach in the Megremes. Chanina ben Antigonus is also made that there is a psuach in the Megremes. But according to Chanina ben Antigonus, when does the psuach in the Megremes apply? Only when he cuts above Adam's apple. Above the sheep of Cana. Above the sheep of Cana. Above the slant in the thyroid gland. But there is a man. So when he says, hey, Rebchanim Antignes al Mugremes, Yekshero, he means the Mugremes of Rabbi Yisid Rabbi Yehudi. That Yekshero. Anyway, so it's mentioned that Raise, Rabbi Yisid Rabbi Yehudi, Rashiach and Shota boys. So, hoy makiv esrei makone shlosik sheyon. So let's come to it to Rabbi Shmuel. Omer Rabbi Yisid, Rabbi Yisid, Rabbi Yehuda Tartekon. Rabbi Shmuel, Sabel Tavosi Bechode, Upomit Alei Bechode. So Rabbi Yisid, Rabbi Yehuda says two dini. One dini is the true Bekikur. You don't have to share the whole city. You just share half of the city. And then he says that the other taboy is having dini of Bekone too. So Rabbi Shmuel, they agree with the first din of Rabbi Yisrael, that you only have to share Tropsimen, but they do not agree with the other din, that the other taboys are a proper area of Shri. Vuleoma kam, hoche kam, haloche kemeise tabas al delo, vein haloche kemeise bishot taboys. Bishot taboys. All right. Now the Rashi. השיח בשעות הבויס כל הקונה אוי ריב חלולי הוי ומקיב איזה זו ריב לא מילצן המאמרין עוד רובי כיכול שבינו קונה ומוקים כשתו לשחית ומוקרמס אפילו רובי בשיחת הבאס ומאות אלי מיילו את הבאס הגדי לו but beneath the thyroid gland so מילצן הבנפצ'ו וסתומי ורבון הוא קם ולו המוקרמס שם שירו נאו ורבון הוא קם ולו in other words that's not the Rabbonon of Rabbi Yisrael, Rabbi Yisrael, Rabbi Yisrael, that's other Rabbonon. That's, that's the concept of the Shifra of Chanim and Antigonus. Al Mugrem Shik Sheiro, Ve'afilu Kulo Limaylo, Minat Abbas Deilo, Ve'chiyad Merachmona Agrom Aloch, Mish Mishinai Mishipu Akeiro Limaylo, above the thyroid gland, Admor, Tilekam, Ve'ochayul Chazir, Cholayid Ezil Chazir, Tatom, יחתיך עשה כל נעיס לרובי ככל ידחים וחיית אמרי ואיך שאף שאירו ונשאב משרת הבוי סמוקים שחיתם נשמע כוס הרעיב אמרי נעמי רובי ככל יחד משמול סב לקבוס בחודה יחתיך עסקו במוקים שחיתם יחתיך עסקו לו או פסיקה בחודה לשאב משרת הבוי סמוקים שחיתם שפיים רובי ככל ומשמינו או בכוח או לא מקו אמרי והורך כאמרי רבי שמול ואף רבי יסל רומה או מתיים לידי כאמרי ולאף תיים לידו הורך כאמרי הלוך והייתי כאמרי לא אמר לכם משמע לא אמר לכלום in other words it's not like him in that thing. She alloch kemei sub tabasak deo. Oh, so this is the pshat in the Gemara according to Rashi's pshat. that when it says Vishir Abom Liachut means that he deflected to the sacking above the cartilage ring, and the Mishnah is reference to the cartilage ring can be deflected above the cartilage ring. So then there is an Iyun of Akonim. But according to Rabbi Gershon Pshat, that the Mishnah has reference to Sheikh Yitin and Itabas. And then the halacha is that once you start cutting in a certain ring, so you must finish the shchitin, the whole semen or half semen, whatever is required, in that particular area, in that particular ring. You cannot deflect above and below and finish the rest above or below. So, and if you start cutting the semen in a particular ring, so you have to finish it there. This is the pshat in the Mishnah. So, what is the pshat? In the Gemara, Vafrevesim, Rabbi Yoma, El Tabas, Adelo, Hoyu, Makefes, Eskola, Konen. How will Rabbi Gershi explain Vafrevesim, Rabbi Yoma, El Tabas, Adelo? ולישנה אחינו פריש נראו להיץ את הבא שישרו לשם בחוש והקרומה עד שייך תחקור לרבונו ויראו בלרמייסי מפורש לרב ושמואל הוכם אבל לפשוט הבויס ולא מרמייסי שימחות החובה בשיח הרבה והידו ויוצא עומד את הפוסל וריב את הבא סליחה וריב הכל דוי מעקיף ונסקולו דוי מעקיף ונסקולו So before I was more like I was shot. Boy, it's not my baby. She's more than a good piece of the bass. We hear me yot. He's made it impossible. The rim of the bass, they have a rim of corner. Do you make it in the school? So, we show the boys, we do not say that in hot a good piece of the bass, we hear me yot. So it's kosher. In other words, when does, so this is what the Gemara is saying, according to Rabbi Gershon. But Rabbi Yisib, Rabbi Yoma, Rabbi Yisib, Rabbi Yudah says that if he cuts, rov simen, so it's enough, he doesn't have to cut anymore. So Mamele, since he doesn't have to cut anymore, so it doesn't matter that he deflects, because you don't have to cut anymore. So that's only if he cut rov simen, let's say in the Tabas Agdeilo, where the Tabas Agdeilo encompasses the whole windpipe. So Mimele, by cutting rov of the Tabas Agdeilo, so Mimele he cuts rov of the Konen. But suppose he cut rov of the other Tabois, so Mimele, rov of the other Tabois does not constitute rov of the Konen. So it's not Shailah. ולישנה אחיד את פריש נולים להיץ את הבא שישכם צמחות הכל שיחתקו לרבון ולרובה אל רבי איסי מפורש לרב ושמול אוכל אבל משעות הבו יש לא אומר רבי איסי שמחות החום בישך את הבאס ואיגר מיות צומילי לפוסו תריב את הבאס להב הרי והקונה דוי מקיף ונסקולו ולק למי מרוכל so Rashi rejects that פשט דים קי מי קומי סיבו הובד השאפ לקם so if that is the פשט and that what רב ושמול are saying is simply that if one cut just rov of the other rings. So Mimele, it's not a good shchite, because rov of the other ring, which does not encompass the whole windpipe, does not constitute rov simen. So how could anyone be chilek on that? I mean, that seems to be very poshet. So, Matanya Rabbi Yisrael, Rabbi Yudei, so why would you more say, Ha, Risa Milim Rashich, and Mishorat Aboyis, Avo Bishi Makiv, is it a Korakone? Or you Makiv, is it a Sriva Kone, Shritosik Sheiro? Shritosik Sheiro? So how could we say that Rabbi Yisrael, Rabbi Yudei, is Chele? Eich Motzlach, see, so, Vichitein, Rovad Shabu Gamre, Ubraisi Komeisik Menei Lekotoni Yigri. So, in other words, so mainly we could say that when the price says Hashir Mishot Aboyis Al Pish Makiv Es Kol Hakone Hoyu Makiv Es Esrei Vakone Shlosik Sheiro, it doesn't have reference to the case where he just cut rov of the other ring, of the other rings, and then he deflected and he finished outside the ring area. No, but when it says Hashir Mishot Aboyis means he cut the whole ring. So the whole ring constitutes, can be the equivalent of a kone, but half of the ring that encompasses part of a kone could not be the equivalent to a kone.
So in other words,
so the price means Ashikha Mishakata Boys, Avot Kipshma Kibis Kwakone means he didn't cut the whole ring, but he deflected. So how could the price say? So then, never mind what Rav Shmuel say. But how could you explain the price? How could the price say that if the Sheikh cuts only rob of the other ring, which is not equal to rob of the kone, and he deflected, the rest was done. So how could Rabbi Yisrael Rabbi say that it's good?
וכי תאמה, מישהו מקום משמלון, והציע דשעות הבויס לחושב הקרומה? נדורץ, הציע דשעות הבויס לחושב הקרומה, אם כי מי קום, הרוי ומקיף נסרי והקונה, הייתה עם אליו משום ריבי ומיעוד יהיו, אלו משום די קמתי לזה קרומה. And if you are going to say that the reason, that the price, when it says Hashem Tzah Boyz as well as the case, where it did deflect, and the reason is why it's kosher, even though the chituch in the tabuiz itself does not constitute rov hakone, but this is supplemented by the chituch outside this ring, and that's not considered a grome because it's within the proper area. So the question is, so in kei maikom ahoyu makifnes rov hakone, if the rov hakone is constituted not by the chituch realized in the ring itself, but it is constituted by the chituch realized in the ring, plus the chituch realized outside the ring, out above the ring, the particular ring, or below the particular ring. So memele, so the reason is why it is the chela, because on the whole, he cut rov hakone, not because the tabas encompasses rov hakone. If the price says that the reason is why the shrit is a kshero is because the tabas, the ring, encompasses rov hakone, so that means that because of that, that chituch itself is sufficient. So how could that chituch itself be sufficient? If he didn't cut the whole ring, but just the rov of the ring, and the rov of the ring is not equal to rov of the kone, so memele, he didn't realize the proper shrit. כי בי קום אמרו מה כיבס את הקונה, הייתה מלאב משום רובים מידו, אלו משום נקטם תרס הקונה. לא של שלישי, תן דרי זה תרם שם. אבל בשעות הבויס, לא יקום אמר שאם שוחד בשעות הבויס, ריב כל חול הקונה, והיגרים מידי שיפסו. זהו ריב הקונה, אותו ריב את הבויס, שאין ריב הקונה. So another third shot, that אבל בשעות הבויס, לא יקום אמר, שאם שוחד בשעות הבויס, ריב כל חול הקונה, Vihigrim. So in other words, if he cut the Riv Kolchol HaKone, so, and Vihigrim, and then he deflected, made the Shibsulo, Zeire, Riv HaKone, Oto Riv HaTapois. In other words, the third pshat holds, you see, the third pshat holds, you see, apparently it's mashma that according to Rav Negashi, Rashi asks all kinds of kashas against Rabbi Gershon. But it seems that according to Rabbi Gershon, some mele if he cuts, so Rabbi Yisrael reviewed the holes, and Rabbi Shmuel, Achilik and Rabbi Yisrael reviewed that. They don't pass like Rabbi Yisrael reviewed on that point. But Rabbi Yisrael reviewed the holes that in view of the fact that the other rings, even though they do not encompass the whole kone, but they encompass the major part of the kone, so mainly the tissue that encompasses the major part of the kone itself acquires a status of kone. The aloha elevation we see now was that rov hakone has to be cut. Now what is rov hakone? So either that you cut the kone itself in the whole hakone between one ring and another, where it's not encircled by any rings, so there you cut the rov hakone itself, or if you cut
any wind, the rope of any wind, so loy mi boye, the cartilage wind that encompasses the whole economy. So that certainly acquires a status of economy. But here in Israel, we hold that even the other wings, they do not encompass the whole Kone, but they encompass the major part of the Kone. So because of the, by virtue of the fact that they encompass the virtue, the major part of the Kone, so that tissue itself has a status of Kone. So Mimele, if it has a status of Kone, so by cutting the major part of that tissue, of that wing, it's considered as if they cut the major part of the Kone itself, because that wing has a Chalishan Kone to it. Not only the Kone itself, but the wings that encompass the Kone, even if they do not encompass the whole Kone, just the major part of the Kone, also have a Chalishan Kone. So Mimele, by cutting off of that tissue, so you are considered as if you cut rob of the Kone. This is the sheet of Rav Negash. Now the third sheet is not that by cutting rob of the ring that doesn't encompass the whole Kone, so it's not considered as if you cut the rob of the Kone. But Rav Yisrael Rav Yehuda only says that that even though you cut the whole tissue, the whole ring that encompasses the major part of the Kone, and the whole ring is equal to all of the Kone in size. So Midraise the Shrite is a Shrite Sheir, but Midrabolon the Shrite, Rabbi Shmuel say that Midrabolon the Shrite is a Shrite Psulo. The Shchit is the Shchit of Psulo, because Gzeiro Reva Konot or Reva Tabonis. And Rabbi Yisrael himself is not Gzeir. Reva Konot or Reva Tabonis. So he says, Rosh Shlisha Meshot HaBoyis Rikoma Shimshochet Meshot HaBoyis Rikoma Shimshochet Meshot HaBoyis Rikol HaKone Vyikri Mene Shim Psulo Gzeiro Reva Konot or Reva Tabonis Shem Reva Konot Viloi Chodet Imkin Behedi Abu Mifosho Vehi Mahach Maiko Meisivlo Rekotone Bagro Meklau Vyi Bishem Behek Vyikri Mislo, amai to time beu makimes la kone, hakov di du mai hani, opos akhti khasri va kone azlino. So the reason is why it's kosher is because he cut so much of the ring, of the tissue of the ring, that it's equal to the to reva kone. So he doesn't have to say hoy makimes reva kone. Hoy makimes reva kone implies that even though it does not equal to the Reva Kone. The size, the air he caught is not equal to Reva Kone. But Al Kedin, it's considered as Reva Kone. So, what is the Vomdes? According to Abnegashim? According to Abnegashim, so the reason is because it's Maki, the Reva Kone. So, mainly the Tabas itself has a din of Kone. Alright. Roshan Rishin Yirab. Vein kam michshul hach levar loche, vo lesir chesed kule, אלוקי רב חנינא בן אנטיפס. Now, then there is another pshat in the Gemara, Rav Shmuel, דאמרת אביי, הלוכי כרבי יסי ורבי יהודה, אף רבי יסי ורבי יהודה לא יאמר, אלו בטבעס עד ביום. So that is the pshat of the Luchameis. And this is the pshat that the Maram says in Tesis. So he says that the pshat, Rav Shmuel d'Amrit Abaye, Halochi K'Rabi Yisi V'Rabi Yehuda, V'af Rabi Yisi V'Rabi Yehuda Yomar, El B'Tabas Agdeo. So it means that not as Rashi explains, so in other words, that no shchita can be realized in the Shota Boys, because since they are not making the whole Kone, so mele that wing itself, that issue does not have a din of the Kone, so no shchita
can be realized. This is how Rashi explains it. This is how Rashi explains it. The Melchameis explains it differently. That they say, Om Chavush Moldam Tabaye, Halochik Rabbi Yisim Rabbi Yud. Halochik Rabbi Yisim Rabbi Yud. Rabbi Yisim Rabbi Yud Yomar, Elo Bitabas and Deilo. So, when does Rabbi Yisim Rabbi Yud say, when is the Halochik like Rabbi Yisim Rabbi Yud? In the case where he cut rov of the ring of the cattle joint. So Mimele, that's enough. And then he deflected above the cartilage ring, so it doesn't matter, because he already cut enough, he doesn't have to cut anymore, so mainly it doesn't matter that he cuts, he deflects, and he cuts higher up, above the cartilage ring. But suppose he cut rove of the other rings, so rove of the other rings is not equal to rove of the coin. Is not equal to rove of the coin. You see, now, according to Rashi, so the Gemara says, "Vafrem Yisim Rabbi Yud Lo Avu Shmuel say Vafrem Yisim Rabbi Yud Lo Amar Tabasak Deilo Avu Shotabo Yisloi." That no shchita can be realized altogether in Shoratabois, because the shchita is realized on the tissue of the other tabois, and that tissue does not have a din of a koneh. He either has to cut the koneh itself, or the tissue of the uppermost ring. So that has a din of koneh. But any chituch that is done in the tissue of the other rings, so it's not a shchita. Not a shchita. That's according to Rashi. But according to the Ramban Mohammeds, and according to Tesis, according to the Maram's Pshat, so the shchita that is done, everything has a din of koneh. Not only the koneh itself, the hard koneh, but even the tapoyes, and not only the tissue of the cartilage ring, which encompasses the whole colon, but even the other rings, the tissue of the other rings, also has a din of the colon. But he has to cut rough colon. So melee, if he cuts, so the Ramban Muhammad says, if he cuts, let's say the whole colon of the other tapoyes, the whole corner of the other taboys, so then if he cuts the whole tabas of the other taboys, so and that is equal to the roiv size wise, so it is equal to the rova kone, so then the shrit is the shrit ksheiro. But vafrabiesi berabunali omar el betapas agdeilo, so the tabas agdeilo. So if he cut rov of tabas agdeilo, so that's a sufficient shchita. But if he cut rov of the other tabois, since it is not equal, rov of the other tabois is not equal to rov akone, so maybe it's an insufficient shchita. So if after cutting rov of the other tabois, he deflects higher up above the tabasak day, let's say, here is the tabasak day, like me, where I fold it, so here is the tabasak day, and he cut one of the other taboys, rov of the other taboys, which is not equal in itself to rov akoni. Then after cutting rov of this tabas, he deflected to the sakin and he went up. He didn't finish it immediately above here, but he deflected the sakin and went up above the tabas agdeilo, and he finished it above the tabas agdeilo. So then the shchita, then Ibn Rabbi Yisrael will be made that the shchita is not a shchita kshero. Why? Not that the chituch that was done here is not a shchita, but it's not enough. So if he would deflect just a little above this tabas, it would be all right. But if he deflected, he went up all the way with the saki, up to above the tabas at Deilo. So this could not be supplemented. This could not supplement the required shchita, you see. So, and this itself is not equal to Rov HaKoneh. So maybe the shchita is not a shchita. this is how the Melchamis explains the Gemara, and the Maram says that this is the sheet of thesis. But we might as well go over the thesis right now. Avu b'shdaf yitchesom adal. Avu b'shot aboyis loy. Pirish b'kuntches dein shchito ksheiro behen klal. Elo bein at aboyis. Velo omar Rabbi Yisif u b'kikulei elo b'mokim shchiti. Avu b'shab b'mokim shchiti elo yamrin omru b'kikulei. V'hash de kol shkinu rabonon shina shchito ksheiro b'sharat aboyis l'purushi. Uma sheinu nizor inach. Lishchei b'sechat aboyis. Lishchei b'sechat aboyis. V'ta lochekei. I think that what Jesus means here, not lishchei, there is a mem missing before the lamed. So in other words, so according to Rabbi Shmuel, so then you cannot shecht b'seichat aboyis. You cannot check because you have the boys. So because the shchita is not good, because if, by virtue of the fact, because how does Rashi explain? So since it's only maki, since this tissue, the tissue of the shorata boys, is only maki robakone, so it doesn't have a din of ikone. So, b'meile, any chituch that is done in that issue does not have a chalishem shchita. But we are not careful. The shochtim are not didactic to make sure that nothing is cut inside the tabois. So, why is it? Because we don't pass like Rav Shmuel. This is what he says. Umashim and Mizor and Achshav milishchem b'sechat tabois. Now we cut this money indiscriminately. We don't care. We don't try to make sure that we shouldn't make any, we shouldn't cut inside the tabois. We cut this money indiscriminately. And the sheikh had many times doesn't even know at what part of the kone he cut. And it's possible that he cut inside the shota tabois. But according to Rabbi Shmuel, this is not a shchite. So the answer is because we don't pass like Rabbi Shmuel. Umashay nizor in achshav mi lishchei b'sechat aboyis. Not lishchei, because lishchei means that the proper thing could be to shech davki inside alet aboyis. That's impossible. So it means mi lishchei b'sechat aboyis. Mishum dein alochikim. We don't pass like Rabbi Shmuel. Kepir yoshi kontes. Ubaiz dei sefti shem mi kontes. Tom mi tashchutim et avas. הדברי, צורך להיקול כרבי יסף רבי ילד, מסכים בסומת, בבישו תבואי סלם המחשי, אין נם את הבאס הגדל על כמה וירי, במוק עם קונה קום, ובסיך שעות תבואי יש לו יקרה קונה, פיורי בקונטרס, ומסעיף ודקטון השיר בו כחוט, סומך לרש, מוקף סקסילו, מוקו וסקולו כשיר, עומדה בקונטרס מתונה סומך לרש, so that words are obviously has reference to the Tabas Agdeo. שמענו לך יש אינופק מני ולמטה, אלו ממנו למעל, ומתכך שעשה דברה מפורש, אם יכולת הבועס חושבה גרומה לרבונו, ולרבי יס, יחיד שישכה להשחית את מסכת הבעס, צורך שיהיה בכל השחית את מסכת. ומי הוא מפרש הקונטרס אין קושי. So why shouldn't it be a kasher from that is sefte against Rashi's pshat also? So there is no kasher against Rashi. We should, in kosher mishon, the other gav, the efshar, the posel namen mitzad mato, אם יצא, with the Baas Agdeilo, so in other words, from that is after, that Rashi deduces against Rabbi Nigyal Shifshat, because it's mashma from that is after, that there is, that if he deflects above, below the Tabas, so then it doesn't involve Ipsula Bakom, only if he deflects above the Tabas, but according to Rabbi Nigyal Shifshat. So, if he started to cut within the tabas, and then he deflects above or below, so it's over the agome, he must finish the chituch inside the tabas. So, it's much like this against Rabbi Gershon's. But, according to Rashi, it's also difficult. How does Rashi explain Vav Rabbis and Rabbi Yoma, El Mitabas and Deilo. Hoy Makeves Koakone. So no shchita can be done inside the Adat HaBoyis, because the tissue of the Adat HaBoyis do not have a status of Kone. So Mimele, why does this Sefte, how does this Sefte imply that Hagrome can only take place if he deflects above the Tabas? No, but suppose he started to cut inside the Tabas Agdeiro, and then he deflected down into one of the other rings. So it would also be a Shechit Apsur, according to Rashi, because any cut that is done inside the other Tabois and the tissue of the other Tabois is not a Shechit, because it has to be done on the Kone, either on the hard Kone, the hard tissue of the Kone itself, the hard substance of the Kone itself, or the relatively soft tissue of the cartilage ring. So that also has a Chalizdin Kone, but no Chituch inside the other Tabois is considered a Shechit. So how does the Tisefte imply that there is the shchita is only possible if he deflects upward? No. Suppose he starts cutting in the Tabas HaGdeilo, but he doesn't cut rov of the Tabas HaGdeilo. And before he finishes cutting rov of Tabas HaGdeilo, he goes down and he finishes the chituch of the rov inside one of the other rings. So it also be a shchita psula, and from the safety it's mashma. That's not a shchita psula. If he, as long as he doesn't deflect upward above the cartilage ring, so we would push. I couldn't say in kosher mishum. The after gav the efshin the posel mamun satmato and beitzik tabasak deilo. For you nichlem shorat aboyis, we come back in tzorach nishayom leachut klapi mato. The other rabbi tiv ushlo yom klau besichat aboyis el mitabas le tabas. In other words, usually when a sheichet deflects, he doesn't deflect all the way down. He deflects just a little bit up or a little bit down. It is even difficult for a sheikhet to deflect a lot. So the melee, so if he started to shecht, the Tisefte discussed the case where the sheikhet started the chituch in the tapas at the uppermost wing, the cartilage wing. And then, so the Tisefte implies, if he goes down, if he deflects down a little bit the way it's usual, So where will he finish the cut, the chituch? In the area between the cartilage ring and the next ring. That area is properly shchita. Is an adapted area for shchita. So he says, "Dad Rabbi Tivu show you problems of the bias, the tabas of the bias, and we come back in dochel kol pirsha kondas." Still, it is a yechak. Why? Because the pashtus haloshnut in sefte is that there couldn't be any psul of shchite if he deflects with the sacking downward. But according to Rashi, there is a possibility of a psul of shchite even if he deflects downward. If, let's say, he started the cut inside the tabas at the rov, and then before he finished the rov, so he deflected down into the inside of the other rings. So that cut is not a shchita, so it couldn't supplement the heretofore shchita. So he says, "Benir leforeish, dochekom." Gav Rabbi Yisit Rabbi Yudal Yomad Mahane Shiyom Leyachut Al Pnei Rubo. I mean, that's not Rashi's pshat, because according to Rashi, it's dochek. He says, "Benir leforeish, the pshat in Rabbi Yisit Rabbi Yudal in Chav Shmuel is Rabbi Yisit Rabbi Yudal Yomro Mahane Shiyom Leyachut Al Pnei Rubo Utabas Agdeilo." So if he cut. Rov of the Tabas HaGdeilo, so that is a sufficient shchita in itself. The Berubo Yish Rov Kone, the Makev is Kola Kone. But the Shota Bois, when Mahane Rubo, the Im Reiv Shorem, Reiv HaKone, Sher Makifin Kola Kone. So Mele, if he deflects upwards, if he, Avu Bishota Bois, and then he deflects upwards a lot, not just a little bit, above the cartilage ring. So then, there isn't sufficient shchita. This is the Melchamis pshat as well. Now the Gemara further. Kisole kabzeire. Ochel mukremes Rav Shmuel. Amr le lav me'asked Rav Shmuel at. Omu le man omro yeise bachie. Yeise bachie. Mikol al migom. So in other words, Yosef Bachiye accepts Dinim. He accepts the psokim from everybody. So in other words, he cannot rely on it. Shomar Rav Yosef Ikbet. So he felt hurt because it was mentioned about him that he accepts psokim from everybody. Omar Anomikla, Omigamione, Anomigavudigamione. I don't accept psokim from every chochem. I'm very choosy in accepting psokim. I rely on the psokim of Rav Yude, because Rav Yude was so accurate. Because if Rav Yude had any doubt as to the identity of the person who said a certain thing, so you could say, what difference does it make whether Rav Zira said it or Rav Asa said it? I mean, what difference? So when he would mention that aloha, if he had any doubt, if he wasn't 100% sure that this Amira said it, and that there is a possibility, slight possibility, another Amira said it, so he would say, I heard it either from this one and perhaps from this one. In other words, he's so accurate. That he was speaking to the Gamakovist, so an example that is indicative of the care he took in quoting everybody correctly. Sofik mishmei de Rav, Sofik mishmei de Shmuel. Shlei shematir nesapcheir bimoki shen mukhe. It's a mukhe. Alright, now the question is, v'chav zeire leslein nisnol of chumri amokim, shiyotso mishom, v'chumri amokim, shiholach mishom. Kisolit v'chav zeire, ochal mukremez de Rav u'Shmuel. Rav u'Shmuel. So in other words, when he went up to Eretz Yisrael, so he did not act out in accordance with the psokim of Rav Shmuel, even though he was before he went to Eretz Yisrael, he was in the Basra of Rav Shmuel. So how is it that he did not follow up the psokim of Rav Shmuel once he went up to Eretz Yisrael? After all, there's a loch and listen of Chumri Amokim Shiyotza Mishon, the Chumri Amokim Shiyolach Mishon. So he should have followed up the psokim of Chumre, of the mokim shiyotza mishon, the mokim of Rav Shmuel. Amar Abaye Hanan milin bovah libovah, u'me'artz Yisroel le'artz Yisroel, inam me'artz Yisroel libovah. So then if somebody lived in Eretz Yisroel, and the Chachomim of Eretz Yisroel had a certain psak, then he goes to Bovel, so he's bound by the psokim of the Chachomim of Eretz Yisroel. Avon Bovel Eretz Yisroel, so Rav Ashi Omar, Afilu Teimem Mibov Le'Eretz Yisroel, Hanem Nileich Adi Daiti La'Arze, Rav Zeire, In Daiti La'Arze, In Daiti La'Arze, right. משוח את מדינה נימום, נבואה, וכל הוא לכל שהוא מום. כאן, מבחיר את אפילו מהגול לצורה לחוכן, מאשר זבחי אף והכן הרס מומי, גם מהירים אלו ששאר מהפים מוחוס, והקים נימום מי שבגוף, ואף הפי שמשתל עם מסחס בעצה ועם צודי. לסלי, ותמי עוד מסליס לי, ופסוח מוקי שנהגו, מבובר לבובר. שם עמדין לבובר, ובו מכן לסער. תחיל את הנמקד פינורו, לבני ארץ ישראל, וכדש החידוש שלי פה שונו, אם נשמע את זה באסרה, להיר יס, עוד מקדושי שהם סמיכים בבובר, אבינו כביסאי, כעזבינו גבאי, וצריכו לאחלי כובד מתמנו, ובארץ ישראל אבא אחלה. Now, what's the halacha? I mean that he says, that נסנו לבחום רעמוקש, יוצא מחום רעמוקש, שולח לשם, סענו מי לבובר לבובר, מהצרוי לארץ ישראל, מהמארץ ישראל לבובר, אבו מבובר לארץ ישראל, כמדן כאן כפינו לאבינו כביסאי, what is it? Why is there a distinction between someone who goes from Bovel to Eretz Yisroel or he goes from Eretz Yisroel to Bovel? What do you mean it?
Now, so Rashi mentions, Rashi equates it with the din of Kiddush Achilles and Ibrashot. So apparently there is an analogy. Now what's the aloche of Kiddush Achilles and Ibrashot? Now the aloche is a me'abrin, shonim, ve'im kevin chodoshim lechutz loretz. Ma'ise b'rabaki ve'sholach lechutz loretz, ve'hi b'rshonim lechutz loretz. So the Gemara is Kashi. So the Gemara is Aladin says, because Shammai Rabbi Kiva was a good lador, Irmiyach Kimeisa. Because while Rabbi Kiva was visiting Chutz Loretz, so there was no one in Eretz Yisrael left as great as Rabbi Kiva. But now the question is this. So, Monefshach, if there is a halacha that you cannot be Ma'abar Shonim Chutz Loretz, what difference does it make whether the best that is Ma'abar Chutz Loretz is less great than the best in the Eretz Yisrael that was left, or as great or greater? It's aloha that in Chutz Loretz you cannot be Ma'abar Shonim. The answer is that the aloha is that Ibo Shonim in Kriyas Chodoshim has to be done by the greatest best. And suppose you have two bezins, one is greater and one is not as great. So then the aloha is that Ibo Shonim and Kriyas Chodoshim has to be done by the greatest best. By the greatest best. Now, why do we say Emi Abrin, Shonim Ben Kim Chodoshim Bechutz Loretz? So the Gemara says, because Kimitzi and Tzitirot Vara Hashem Roshaloi. So what's the Pshat Mitzi and Tzitirot Vara Hashem Roshaloi? That means that if you have two bezins who are equally great, Bechoch, equally great Bechoch, so then the fact that one bezin is now Tzisroel, that in itself makes him a bigger bezin. If they are equally great to Chochmah, but suppose the bezin, the Chachomim that are in Chutz Loretz, by far surpass the Chochmah of the bezin of Neretz Yisrael, then we cannot say because of Kimitzin Tzitirot Vara Hashem Yerushalayim. So if someone is Boki Mikolatere Kule and he lives in Chutz Loretz, and someone is not Boki Mikolatere Kule and he lives in Eretz Yisrael, then because of that he should be considered as the God Lador vis-a-vis someone who is more God of Bechochmo. But if they are both equal Bechochmo, so then the Gzeres HaKosuf of Mitzvah Tzitiro Udvar HaDeshem Yerushalayim implies that the one that is in Eretz Yisrael is the God Lador as against the one that is a Chutz Loretz. But if the one that is a Chutz Loretz is greater, Bimtzi is greater, then of course he is greater. Only when they are both Shovim. So this is what the Gemara says, Shamei Rabbi Akiva, because no one was left in Eretz Yisrael who was as great Bechochmo as Rabbi Akiva. So b'meile, we couldn't say because of Kimitzi and Tzitiro that the Bezin of Eretz Yisrael is greater than the Bezin of Rabbi Akiva, because Rabbi Akiva b'mtzias was greater. But when both Chachomim are the same, so then we apply the aloche of Kimitzi and Tzitiro Dvar Hashem Roshalayim. So b'meile, Rashi applies it here too. Rashi says, so he says, Hanim mile, be bothered with Eretz Yisrael, Eretz Yisrael. So Mimele, since true that he's settling in a different place, where the Chachomim there in the other place, in his new place, are as great as the Chachomim in the old place, but he is bound by the Psokim of the Chachomim of the old place. But suppose the Chachomim in the new place are greater, so then he's not bound, and he already is in the new place, so he's not bound by the psokim of the old place. So that's why he says, but suppose the Chachomim in Eretz Yisrael and Chachomim in Chutz Loretz are the same, so mele, the Chachomim in Eretz Yisrael automatically have a deen of greater, because of the aloch of Kimitzi and Tzitiro Dvar Hashem Roshalayim. This is what he says. Kim da adman kalfinu wa avinu kamisai. Chavashi oma afiru teime. Avi kazdu nga bai vizchon tzrich lach li komenu nkomenu vartisroi lach lach lach.
All right. Now, Omer Abayi Rabbi Yitzchak, Vo Rabbono Onde Osem Mchuze, Amre, Omer Rab Zeir Mishmid Rab Nachman, Mukremes Kero, Omer Ei, Nare, Nare Upashte. Nare, Nare Upashte. All right. Reb Shir Melokish, Achsha Bechude Dekuve. In other words, that's not like Rabbi Yitzchak Rabbi Yudeh, because according to Rabbi Yitzchak Rabbi Yudeh, the upper limit is the cartilage ring. But he was machshir, even bechute de kuvet, that's the slant, the thyroid gland, at the ear. That's the chute de kuvet, the Adam sign. So even up to there, he was.
Even according to the Chanun de Bantim, Omar of Papen to the Rodel Sota de Hitler Kaiser. So they are in the thyroid and the mouth of the thyroid gland when there are two nipple-like structures that look like a seam of gland. The reason is why they are called Chit. The nipple-like structures. So Shia Bechite, she So if the Saki touched these nipple-like structures on the top of the thyroid gland, on the upper part of the thyroid gland, so it's frame. It's frame. Now, Chite, gland, daming, lungs, gland, daming, chite. So they are called chite because they are nipple-like structures. So, Iboyo, Poga v'noga v'en, v'chsi v'yiv ga v'yomos, or idimu Poga v'loi noga, ki v'chsi v'yiv ga v'malach ha'yalikim. So Rashi says, Poga v'loi noga, avu somuch lehem me'eit chotach. Somuch me'eit chotach. And Poga v'noga means that he cut it cuts that area of the nipple-like structure. It mar omar apot mish medrove shia bechito ksheir. Shia bechito iniach mikzor tzad avei, shem mikzor tzad akone, ken shechot chay, dehay nepog avinog. And nepog avinog. Omar avameima, vamar inuke ave, vamar inuke ave, kamile, kamile, rabchi, evri, rababie, vomar shia bechito ksheir. אמר לרבין אל רבשה, אמר לרב שומן מסוכרה, איקלה מזוד אל אסרים ודורש, שיה בחיטה, כשהניח מקצת לצד הרעיש, ומקצת לצד הקונה, כן שחות חיידה לפוגה ונוגה, if he cut in the midst of these deep-like structures, on the top of the thyroid gland, so it's כשהירו. רב רבשה אמר, פוגה בחיטה כשהירו, שיה בחיטה טריפו, ויהיו כזה משיקקבו ומטו כשהו והי נדישי הבכית so קדם שיאס להקיבה משפיע על הלס כשהו גישום על הלום תחיל והי נדישי הבכית תראי מה כמנדום השי הבכית הכשהו רב נחמן אך שם משיקקבו ומטו so where it started at the point where it starts where the thyroid gland starts to go up. So then, so from that point is Ksheiro, and Lumayo from that point it's Psur. Omer Rafchinam Barach, Tine Omer Ramachman, Timando Chabon Rechabei Sib Rab Yudi, Omer Ano Rechimik Yodani, Rubilik Yodani, Ano Shmait Yodani, Dabar Rechim Barab Al Rabichan, Vamo Om Rabab Al Bazaat, Vamo Al Chamide, Vamo Om Rabiak Yabagid, Vamo Om Shem Alayvi, Vishikkei Omer Mato Ksheiro. ויאמר משה בלב, נוכרמז דרבונון, כשאיר אומר רבי יצא ברבי יהודה. ואת מכרמז דרבונון, that he was sheikhi drop of the cartilage wound. And then he deflected. So it's Kshayro Rabbi Yisrael Yudeh. With Rabbi Yisrael Rabbi Yudeh. So Kshayro, where he didn't shecht, he didn't cut drop of the cartilage wound, and then he deflected. So it's possibly Mekon Rabbi Yisrael Rabbi Yudeh. If he deflected upwards, above the cartilage wound. But according to Rabbi Hanin Antipas, so he can even go above the cartilage wound, up to Adam's apple. So, רבון אמר רבאס, מחלה כי בשוח השני שלישי, שני שליש ואיקר בשליש. רק יתס עמד א', but we didn't learn the thesis. We do מפוג אבל לנוגע, because this is very important thesis. Thesis is חלק המרשי. Now, here the Gemara, רב פאפה משמיד רובה, said, רק יתס עמד א', פוגע בחיטה תראי, חיטה, these are the nipple-like structures on the thyroid glands. So, poka b'chidit, so if he cut it in the middle of the of these structures, nipple-like structures, so it's crazy, that's a kron, that's beyond, even according to Rebchanin and Antigonus, it's beyond the proper area of Shchit. So, the more is Rabbi, he boil the poka b'noga, what does Rav Papa Mishmid Rove mean when he says poka b'chidit? He means poka b'chidit, that he touched it, or he poka v'loinog. So Rashi explains, Poga Vilinoga means that it was a little lower. He didn't touch. The sacking made a cut beneath the lower extremity of the nipple-like structures. So even in such a case, it is already a problem. So Pirush Mikuntres, Shachat Limato Minachid. So Poga Vilinoga means Limato Minachid. So there is an alternative in the Abaye that is still Hakram, because Dinkin Havu Lima Teipu. Now, because the Gemara doesn't say Teipu here, and the Gemara just says it. Now, so if the Pshat in Poga Vilinoga means a Chum, that even if he Limato, even if the cut, the Chituch, was made, the chituch of the corner of the windpipe, was made beneath the lower extremity of the nipple-like structures on the top of the thyroid gland. So it's still a grome. And then Rav Pope Mishmid Rome says, Shia Bechit Eksheir. Shia Bechit Eksheir means, what is Shia Bechit of Rashi himself? He niach miktas lezad reish, and miktas lezad kone, kin shechotchei daim nepoga v'noga. So Shia Bechita means he made a chituch in the middle, let's say, in the middle of the nipple-like structures. So Rav Pope goes as far as saying that even if the chituch was made in the middle of the nipple-like structures, it's still not a gome. Alachaskamo v'chamo, where the chituch was made just beneath the lower extremity of the nipple-like structures. So it certainly should be Shemichero. So it certainly be Shemichero. So we couldn't say that when the Gemara says Itma, Omer Rav Pope, that from Rav Pope we can be patient the Abai of the Gemara. Because the member of Rav Pope is diametrically opposed to the Abai of the Gemara. Because the Abai of the Gemara was that perhaps it's a grome, even if the cut was made beneath the lower extremity of the nipple-like structures. Whereas Rav Pope says that even if it is made in the middle of the nipple-like structures, it's drain. It's a soul. So it certainly could not be. So when the Rebbe says itmar, could not be by way of being patient abai, because that itmar is expressive of the antithesis of the abai, according to Rashi. So because in King Havu Mimatik. So in other words, so what do you say? So you have to say according to Rashi that the Gemara is not trying to be patient, the abaye of the Gemara. So that is not Pirsha. But the Gemara is just telling us Rav Pope has an extreme view, and he holds that even if the cut is made in the middle of the nip-like structures and the thyroid gland, so it's also shame. But the abaye of the Gemara did not assume as Rav Pope is made of. Because if the abaye of the Gemara was assumed as Rav Pope is made of, the Gemara wouldn't test that kind of abaye. So the Gemara should have said, take him, then Rav Pope is made of, oh my, Hashem, next year. Even though the Gemara has an abaye, but Rav Pope has his unique opinion. Because you can have him take the Rav Pope, the Mashiach, the Chitek Shiro, and Shiro, the Chitek Rashi himself says, he niyach mifas ala reishu, mifas ala kone, ki shechot vila yi pogam noga. Mo nimshach poli kad Rav Pope? Da afilu pogam noga mahashia, vi kol shiki pogam loy noga. Vi hoi, kim di osa li fluke, we have a mima ritma, elo Rav Pope oma, not ritma. Hey, li kam on go, is mikun tres, now how is Rashi gerens? Ma brava shom a pogam chitek shiro, shiro chitek shiro. I mean, the Rashi had the same Girsay as the Girsay in our text. Poga bechite kshayim, shia bechite treifo. Shia bechite treifo. Now, what does shia bechite mean? Shia bechite, so he says, void the common goal of the Kuntres, Ma Rav Asher, Ma Poga bechite kshayim, shia bechite treifo. So, when Rav Asher says Poga bechite kshayim, so what does it mean? What does poga bechita mean? Bal kochacha hu poga, hani poga veloi noga. Because he's saying two things, poga bechita kshero versus shia bechita, which is treib. Now shia bechita admittedly means poga veloga. So when he mentions the status of poga bechita vis-a-vis the status of shia bechita, since shia bechita means poga veloga, since Shia Bechita means Poga Vinoga, so Poga Bechita means Poga Vinoga. So, Balkocha Haile Poga Vinoga. The Shia Bechita Haile Poga Vinoga. In Kain Tipshik Vinay, Dai Poga Dohocha Haile Poga Vinoga. Because just as we see from Rav Asher, we definitely see, without beyond the shadow of a doubt, that when he uses the expression Poga Bechita, he means Poga Vinoga. So since Rav Asher uses the expression Poga Bechita in the sense of Poga Vinoga, so when Rav Pape uses the expression Poga Bechita, he also uses it in the sense of Poga Vinoga. So why isn't the more patient? But now about the Pligi, the Maras of Atrei, the Maras of Atrei, we motion the other Pligi. Because whatever connotation a certain expression has, so it has that connotation according to everybody. So if in Rav Asher, when Rav Asher uses the expression Poga Bechita, it means Poga Veloi Noga. So when Rav Pape uses the expression Poga Bechita, he also uses it in the sense of Poga Veloi Noga. Yecheichet hai Poga Veloi Noga, hai name Poga Veloi Noga. So Mela Tesis is Chelik HaMash. Not as Rashi says, Poga Veloi Noga. When the Gemara says, Dio Me Poga Veloi Noga, means Bechita, the cup was made beneath the lower extremity of the chite, of the nipple-like structures. Clearly, Poga Veloi Noga, Haine Sheshochat Lemailo Min Achite. Achite. Yehokoma, Mishpei Rove, Shia Bechite Kshei, Daine Poga Veloi Noga. So in other words, so the Gemara, so Tesis is saying that this is a Pshites Midimore, that if he makes the cut just beneath the lower extremity of the nipple-like structures, the Chite, then it certainly share a cut of Chalim Bartis. But, Rav Pape said, Poga Bechite Yitreifo, so
being when Rav Papi says Pogadachi pray for it can be understood in two senses. One sense is that Pogadachi pray for means that it may be caught in the middle of the chit. So it's praying. And another, now let's say, if you have, on the firewood land, so let's say you have here like a chite, like a seed of grain, and here like a seed of grain. These are the two seeds of grain in the firewood land. So it's poga. Poga vinoga, that means that he makes the cut in the midst of these two needle-like structures. So it is already treife. Or it's only treife if poga vloinoga. In other words, if it is above the needle-like structures. So then it's hakome, then it's too high, above, towards the reish. But if it is still, if it still touches the needle-like structures, if it makes the cut here, so then it's zero. Only if you make the cut here, above the upper limit, if the cut is made, so poga v'lo noga means that the cut is made above the upper limit of the needle-like structures. But if the cut is made below the lower limit of the needle-like structures, then everybody agrees that according to Rav Hanina and the Antigonus, it's kosher. But if it is, the chituch is made below the lower limit of the nip-like structures, then it is certain shape. It's not a god. She needs, now this is Pogah is Haife, doesn't mean that even if the cut is made in the midst of it runs through the nip-like structures, the cut. So it's treife already, or it's only treife if the cut is made above the upper limits of the needle-like structure. Okay? Nearly from the Nogari Shok Malma, Vashta Maisi Rav Popo, Nifshet Abai, he says, Shia Bechite Ksheiro. So what is Shia Bechite? Shia Bechite, so admittedly, according to Rashi entities, Shia Bechite means that the cut is made in the middle of the nipple-like structures, the chitin. So it's very shame. You come, I'm sure you have a shia b'chitin shame, or dahin poga v'noga. So poga v'noga is ksheiro. So what does Rav Papa mean when he says poga b'chitin treifo, if it is made above the nipple, if the chitoch runs above the upper limit of the nipple-like structure. אם כן הודו כמה רב פאפה בשביל רואה פוקד הכי בחיפה פוקד לא לא נובע ששוחד למים המחי תנועה, but then אם מר ברבה ש תיסוס does not have the dear say that is now a text רשי has the dear say that is now a text מר ברבה ש אומר פוקד הכי תקשי או שיהיה נגיד את חיים but תיסוס is the reverse מר ברבה ש תרסינון פוקד הכי תקשי שיהיה בכי תקשי So what do you mean? Poga bechite means if it is above the upper limits of the nip-like structure, then it's treife, then it's a gomer. But if it runs through the middle of the nip-like structure, so it's kosher. Ach kochek sas v'loshe imar barabashi oma mashma shekolach lekal rabbi nishalifot. But according to this idiot say, איך נתחיל את הרבינה? בשם הוא מביא שבו להיסי, כל כך בכי תשבי, זה רבינה, כל מה. All right. Omar Avud, now we're after him on. If you tell some now. Omar Avune, Omar Avase, Machleikes, Bisheshochat Shnei Shlish, ויבדם שליש, ורבונון סברה, כולו שחיתה בינון בטבע הזדהים, ורבי יסי ורבי יהודה סובה, רבי יסי, רבי יסי ורבי יהודה סובה, רובי תיקון, אבל יבדם שליש, שוחד שני שליש, ובהקפסו, וחינב כחיוסה, בינון רובי בשחיתה רועקת. So Ravune, that's the first lotion. So Ravuna in the name of Ravase says that the machleik is between Ravuna and Ravase. Now the machleik is between Ravuna and Ravase. Now Ravuna and Ravase, I'm sorry, Ravuna and Rabbis and Rabbi Yudin. Now Ravuna and Rabbis and Rabbi Yudin, they both agree that the upper limit of the area of Shchite is the Tabasari. Beyond that, even though it's substantially below the thyroid gland, but as long as it's above the cartilage ring that encircles the whole windpipe, so it's so. So they both agree. The machlokes is between Rabbonim. So they both agree that the limit, the upper limit in the area of Shchite is the Tabasari. Not like Rav Chanina Antigonus, who says that the upper limit is Shiku Kibon Lemat. Shiku Kibon Lemat. So, from higher than the point where the thyroid gland starts landing. So that's Rav Chanina Antigonus. But Kabbalon and Rabbi Yisrael Rabbi Yudeh both agree that the cartilage ring that encircles the whole windpipe is the limit. So Gemara says, Machlokes b'sheh shochat shnei shlish, v'yikre m'shlish. Rabbonon sabrei kulo shchita b'inyan tabasari. So if at first he was shechet within the proper area, he was shechet shnei shlish, then after coding 2/3 of the circumference, it doesn't mean after 2/3, as long as it's the major part of the circumference. So, after cutting 2/3 of the windpipe within the proper area, so he deflected with the sacking and he finished the other third above the proper area, above the cartilage. So the Rabbonon sabrei kulo shchita b'inyan tabasari lo, we do not say who made it. Rabbi Yisrael Rabbi Yudeh Sobah, who make it good? Abo Likim Shlish, Rishochat Shnei Shlish. But suppose he started to cut 1/3 of the circumference. He made a chituch in the improper area. It was a grob above the cartilage. Above the cartilage. Then he deflected in the sacking down and he finished the other 2/3 of the circumference within the proper area of Shchita. So then, even Rabbi Yisrael Rabbi Yudeh made that it's mutter. If he nafkech yuse b'inon hupe b'shchita b'leker. Because, in order to be mutter, so then the rova kole has to be nishchat in a certain place. Above the upper ring, above the tabas elino, that's not the mikima shchita. That's not the proper area. So mainly that means when half plus of the circumference is cut. So there was no shchita on the Reb Sinai. Because two, there is a shchita Reb Sinai. But the shchita Reb Sinai will be realized after it cuts the whole circumference. But when all of the circumference is completed, then so it's not the chiyuse, then it's not in the proper area. At that point is the proper area. But the major, so at that point when is Rav Simen Ishmat? When half plus of the circumference is cut. When half plus of the circumference is cut, so that means that the major portion of the chiduch was in the nimpapa area. So the mele, how can it become mutter? Abol hikim shlish, vishoch ha-shnei shlish, ibehat ha-tsuro, vichinaf kechiyuse, vimogudu vishkita vilek. Now let's see. Drash. מחלוקת יש לרבון אומר רבי איסי, מי ששוחט תפילה בשיחת הפס, שני שליש אגב ארץ, היינו מלכות של רובה, אך כן היא תיקים שליש אח, כל השחית את מיטה בזדהו, מכל מוח מרוב השחית את כל שלמת אמן, רובה תיקו לבי גם לא שחית את מרובה, ומטעם מהיו איך נחת את מבוס או שחית את בעל מהו, אבל מיטים שליש, תחילו שישחיל לשחיל, וישחוי ולמטו מל דבס, וישוחד ריווחי. ממוקים שחיל, פסול, אפילו רבי איסי, יציע שחיל עושה שעודהים בו, וראי וסילמים. וכשנחתך ובסימן, לא ינחתך, אין זה ירוב בשחיל. אין זה ירוב בשחיל. So in other words, the first lashon of Ravune, Omar Abase, is assuming that insofar, now the halacha is that the behemoth of an ox is nitar at what moment? When Rov Simen is cut. So in other words, we do not say that it is nitar only when the Rov Simen within the proper area is cut. Then it can be nitar. Now, so at the time when Rov Simen within the proper area is nitar, so that doesn't take place. The Rov Hekev HaKone in the proper area, so does not take place when half plus of the circumference is cut. So Memele, it should be Cheiro, because when will Rov Simen of the proper area, Rov of the circumference in the proper area, not Rov of the circumference over here, but Rov of the circumference over here, cut at that time, so it's in the vacation. So apparently Ravune Omer Abase holds that this halacha of Agrome, according to Rabbanon and Rabbi Yisrael Rabbi Yude, only implies that above the Tabas Beilo, so it's not the proper area for Shrike. But even above the Tabas Beilo, it still has a Chalushin on it. It's not that according to Rabbanon and Rabbi Yisrael Rabbi Yude, it's above the cartilage ring, it does not have a chalized income. The best guy is from Rav Chaim Atignes. Rav Chaim Atignes says that in the Chatrila you can share above the Tabas HaBeilo, as long as it is below the Shibu Kemo Lemato. So even the Rabbanon and Rabbi Yisrael Rabbi Yude will say that you cannot share above the Tabas HaBeilo. So it's not holy shchite, but kone it is. Since kone it is, so the mele, the behemoth, you cannot say that the behemoth becomes mita bachile when a rove of the circumference in the lower area will be cut. No, because as long as there is as a cut in the rove of the circumference in any area is realized, that is the moment when the behemoth can become mita for the shchite. And if it cannot become mutar at that moment, it cannot become mutar at a later moment either. So Memele, this is why he says, Ravuna Marabase, that Ahidim Shlish, Vishochat Shlish. So true, if we consider at the moment when the rope of the circumference is cut in the lower area, so then it's all right. But even though the upper area is not holy Shlite, but Kone it is. So Memele, And since there is aloche that the behime is nita b'shchit, even according to Rabbi Yisrael Rabbi Yude, that we do say Rabbi Gittur, when rov of the hekev is cut, so mele, the moment that the important moment is when a cut in the rov of the hekev and the whole is realized, not when the rov of the hekev in the lower area the proper. Because true, at that moment, it's there is no rov in the proper area, but there is a rov of the hekev in general, in its entirety, of the kone in general. So we are bitzarei, the shlish in the upper area, even though it's not holy shlite, but it's still a mokim of the kone. It's not a mokim of the kone to be mati of the shlite, but it is considered as a mokim of the kone to pass on the shvite, to be matter the shvite, so it's not considered as a kone. But to pass on the shvite, it is considered part and parcel. According to the first lashon of Ravuna Marase, it sounds paradoxical, because monetia, if you consider it as part and parcel of the kone, so then you should be able to make the whole chituk over there. But you cannot make the whole chituk over there. So why do you say that the moment a half of the kone, of the hekev of the kone plus is cut. So then it's not Motim Shchita. But at that time, it's only a mashal, a mute of the kone is cut. And the other shlish, that's not a kone. The answer is it's not a kone to be machshir the shchita, but it is considered as a kone, as an integral part of the kone to passage. Also he says, machlek is rashi, machlek abu rabbi is mishochet kum shchata ba shlish nishak regert, dan yu achut shavu, hakin yu shnishak, כל השני מתחילת הבאסטר דיון, ללמוד כמו רון השכין, כל שמעת ממנו. רובי ליקול מקום השכין ורובי. ומכאן נעיר להעיר חמיכת הבאסטר שכתבאום. אבל ליקים שלו ישתפילו, שישרים לשחות למעלת הבאס, לשוח את רבעה אחרי מקום שלי תפסולו. אפילו לרב דיינס, יציע סביבו של שם רימו. ורב סימן אמרו, וכשנחתך, רבע סימן, לא נחתך את סיירו, בשחית, בשחית, So this Abune said in the name of Allah, Omale Abhizde, Adab, Lay the Mari, Mahlekes Kishirik, Mishirish, Mishokach Lashish, to the base of Rabbi Sova, Midahada Hotikonipo. Now the Loch is that the Nikabavation to be mashed with the sarcophagus of the Bahame becomes perforated. It's just a very small perforation, a very small neck, a minimum neck. So it's like, so you couldn't check the behemoth that had a neck in the basement, no matter how slight the neck was. But Kone, so when it's a sukkah, if it was before Shrite, it was Nikva Behub, if the major portion of the Kone was perforated, let's say, through a thorn, I mean, through a knife, aninos, so then you can, it's also Bachir. But if, let's say, a small portion of the heke of the kone was perforated as shiro. Furthermore, even if an exactly half of the heke of the windpipe was nikab through a thorn, and then he finished it just a little menashichet. Suppose you had, let's say, this is the kone. Suppose the behemo was walking through bushes. And then, so the thorn stuck into the windpipe of the behemoth, and then it perforated. It was knocking exactly half of the hekev of the kone. Then the sheikhet took a saki, and derech shchite he prolonged that chituch that was begun by the thorn. So it's a good shchita. Because since Nikvo B'mechtzo is Ksheiro, a kone that is Nikev only B'mechtzo, not B'rubo, is Ksheiro, so when the kone has a Nikev only B'mechtzo, and then the Sheikh takes the sakim at that point, and he prolongs the cut through Shchita to Rube, I mean just a mashu cutting, a mashu cutting, the transition from a chituch of half exactly to a chituch of half plus. So that's considered as if he cut the whole robe of the kone. Because since there is no aloche of nikab b'mashe, it's asur. So memele, it certainly doesn't matter if there is a nekem b'mashe in the windpipe. And then the sheikhet will take the sakin, and at that point where the nekev is light, nekev is in the kone, we'll start cutting. So it's all right. So what difference does it make whether the original nekev, the original chituch of the nekev was very slight, or it was a fourth, or it was a third, or it was a half, as long as it wasn't rube. And then the sheikhet with the saki, so shrite, extended that cut into rope. So that's considered as if the kone had been intact without any nekev, and he made the chituch in the hole. There's no. So he says, Omer Rav Chisda Adra, Lei Memariv, Mach Leiket B'Sheit V'Mishlish, V'Shot Shochat Shneish. The Rabbi Yisib Rabbi Yisova, Mi Dedeha V'Achot Zikone Po. So in other words, what does Rav Chisda say? Rav Chisda Slomda says,
Rafrikas Lomde sees that sins that in the case of Hignum Shlish, Vishochat Shlein Shlish, so let's say, even if you say that the upper area above the Tabas Adelo, which is not holy Shlite, it still is considered as an integral part of the covenant. All right, so it is an integral part of the covenant to pass. But it shouldn't be worse than if that part of the kone, instead of being caught by a sakich or shrite, would be caught by a thorn. What would it allow if it would be caught by a thorn? And if it's only cut to the extent of chotzi, not raw, so it's kshero. So the mele, true that the shrite in the upper area above the tabas agdeilo is not a shrike, it's not a shrike. So it doesn't have a halishem shrike. So consider it as if instead of being mishchet, that shrike, it had been cut three, four, that's certainly not shrike. So it still would be holy shrike. It still would be holy shrike. So mimele, it's kosher. Mirabonon, hoso mikim shrike. Hoche, la mikim shrike. Avon shochat shnei shrike. ויתרים שליש, אם אהבו שאירו, דוד נאו ודה שולח את כמי. אבל רב יסי, מה מילו את מילון? דאו הוא בדרוסום, לב רב יסי ברב יהודה קטנו? דיו מו רב יסי ברב יהודה קטנו. So he says, why does רב חיזה say? Why does רב חיזה say, in the case of שוחד שני שליש, ויתרים שליש, אם דרבון אוף רב יסי ברב יהודה ומידה? Why? Because there is a general principle of who make a call. So it's Abizu says, who tells you that everybody agrees with that principle? Maybe the Rabbonon don't agree with that principle. And Kubi Shalachot Kameyu, that represents the view of Rabbi Yisrael Yehuda. But according to Rabbonon, so we don't say Kubi Shalachot Kameyu. You may have been a milk of a homer, a bio to cook who be down at a piece of a milk of a loaf. On the lay, so Rav Yosef said, I know who be shrine can, he shall know the pinky. In other words, I don't mean that Abono Nahil can the dean of whom he pulled out here. In other words, that Abono would say in the Gabi are the cases too, that you have to bring the whole cost, and if you didn't love cost now. Of course, in Kolatel Kule, the Abono can see there is a dean of whom he pulled out. But the Rabbonon hold that here the requirement is that the whole Simen Mamesh has to be cut. Here we don't apply the halacha. לא אומר לי כמה נערי שאוי יחוץ יקון את בוב המדרות והי סיבוב תפקור שהוא יקום ראשו עסק של בעבו גב וחינת וחיניסה לאו גודל בשליטה והי הקרום אל ניהו תאנה מכבדים ואומנו וחימי סיפלה ושוח עתרו ב... לא יהיו יפסלה ומי הוא הוכה בטייס וסקור שהוא לא יסגר ולמצטר והקרום אל להכשור אל שחיטה הוי ולאו מוקי שחיטה רבונו הוסו מהות גם אם בוקים שחית בו, וכי מידי נתרייפית מקונה עד שתפסית חובו, כדאם לא נמיד נתרייפס, חבו לא יקים שלא יניב גימו, יאף אגב וכי נפתי כולי יוסי לך, כולי רוב משחית נביד, מידי בוקים שחית אני נפתי כולי חי יוסי, אבל הגרום לב שחית אהו, ולב מקים שחית אהו, וכי נעק וכי יוסי לרי בורישי, the moment he cut, in a קונה, half קונה plus, is realized, בבסור הנות, in shalom in mokim shrike have a power give me but can you say so that was mach like she can see in shalom shrike a bit of the shalom in the shalom in the shalom but also mokim shrike from the shrike and what is the mach like according to Rafkiz day what's the mach like so Rafkiz says that Rabbonim also applied a lot of public pull vis-a-vis shrike but the mach like is what in this case it has a deal like hot upon a problem or it does not have a deal. So what's the longness of the Rabbonon and what's the longness of Rabbi Yisrael Rabbi Yehuda? Mifluk, Rabbi Yisrael Rabbi Yehuda is the very stubborn. I mean, granted that it's considered
in order to puzzle, it's considered like an integral part of the Kone. It's only not considered an integral part of the Kone vis-a-vis Hechshach. But in order to puzzle, it's considered like a Kone, like the lower part of the Kone. But even if the lower part of the Kone would be cut to the extent of a third by a thorn, and then the Sheikhet would extend that cut to a half plus, so it would be Bichrike. So here too, this one third is a cut in the Kone. Fine, so it's assumed that it was done through a thorn. And then he extends it. So apparently, the story of the Rabbanon, according to Rav Chisda, the Rabbanon of Rav Chisda, is that when can we apply the aloche that Chotzikone Pogom, the Hesif al Shritosim, he just cuts all the Shrita a little bit, the transition from half cut to half plus cut, that is considered as cutting, a shechting, the Robakone, that's only Shaya, if in the mute, in the Chotzikone Pogom, no Shrita was realized of. If the cut was made through a thorn. So then, when he extends the cut of the Chotzikone that was made through a thorn into a Rov Kone, so it's considered as if the Sakin Shel Shchite, he cut the Rov Kone. Masha'im Ken, if a Shchite was realized, but a Shchite is a Shchite Psulo, so then it's worse. So in other words, so Rabbi Yisrael Rabbeinu holds that when you shecht in the improper area, so then it's not like no shechita. It's not like cutting it through a thorn, but it's shechting it through a shechita psula. That's worse than not shechting it altogether. When can we say that when you shecht a chotzikone pogom and you are mamshe the cut to the rov kone, so it's considered a good shechita? If the Chotzikone Pogom was not realized for Shchita, it was realized through an accident, through a fall. So then, cutting for Shchita, this mashu, that the transition from Chotzi to Chotzi plus is considered al pidin as cutting the Rovak. But only if the Chotzikone in Shchita Psula was not realized. But here, since Lipsul vis-a-vis Lipsul, so the upper area of the Kone above the Tabas Agdelo is also considered an integral part of the Kone. So maybe it has a Chalishem Shchita, but what kind of Chalishem Shchita is it? Not a Chalishem Shchita Kshiro, it has a Chalishem Shchita Psulo. Then you cannot say that when a Shchita Psulo is realized in Chotzi Kone, and then you extend it with a mute shchite, with a mute kone shchite, that the shchite kshemo in the mute kone is considered like a shchite kshemo in rov kone, because chotzi kone there was a shchite psula. If no shchite was realized, so then it's daloche. Since chotzi kone pogum the behemi is muteret v'achirei, so chotzi kone pogum is like a slight nekev in mashi nekev. A naked mashu. It's not even considered pogum. Suppose the kone has a very slight, insignificant, microscopic naked. So it's not considered. So the aloha by kone is, even if it is visible, the kone is visible, as long as the naked does not constitute rov hekev, so it's not considered. So Mimele, when he extends the cut, it's considered that he's cutting the whole work of the cut. That's only Shayer, if on the Chotzikone that he's cut. No Shchita was realized. Neither Shchita Kshiro nor Shchita Psula. But in this case, it is a Shchita Psula. It is a Shchita Psula. So Mimele, now, so Mimele is a Shayer. And that seems to be very misdaf. Now the question is, so we have to understand, the lomdes, we have to understand the lomdes of Rabbi Yisrael Rabbide. Now, how would it be by Drosa? We'll learn more further in the second period. How would it be by Drosa? You have to share the Halacha Rabbi. You cannot cut the simoni, the way you cut an apple or an orange. So suppose you take the sacrificial spindle and you shecht it. And you shecht it with a sacrificial spindle. You shecht the chotzik on it. You first cut the rotus, a third of the color. The shlishlishim, you cut the rotus, the way you cut an apple. Then you finish it, the other two thirds of the heker, you cut it, the rachalochem abo. So, except for the rimigash and his shumas, all the rishayim say that in such a case, it would be shlibet shlibet.